Welcome back to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome back, Meatballs.
So today is an exciting day.
An exciting show for you guys today because we have our first Meatball guest.
We're so excited to announce that Sammy Sweetheart will be coming onto the podcast today. And we'll be asking her questions and just kind of be like girl talk.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. Drink some wine.
Yeah, we have our messy mama rosé, my ratty rosé.
Cheers. Cheers. We're in solo cups today.
Yeah, we are.
Classy.
We're meatballs. So we got Sam on the show today, and then we definitely want to talk about that episode on the season of Jersey Shore. I'm sure you guys saw it, of the alien
prank.
Oh,
my goodness, the alien prank.
The meatballs were not happy.
First of all, I just want to explain also when we get really into it.
Oh, we're going to get into it.
I was the way I was.
And me also. I feel like me and Dina were the most dramatic.
So dramatic.
But there was a reason why.
Yeah.
And we thought it was real. Everyone else knew, like, oh, this is a prank.
But we also were like, we'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll
into
talk
it.
About that.
Because we have a lot to say.
So we got Sam on the show today. I also want to talk about dreams because I feel like dreams are crazy, especially when you're a mama.
I hate bad dreams.
So when you have bad dreams about the kids,
ugh.
It's just like always, you know, you're always worried about your baby. So when you're sleeping,
24/7.
You have all these crazy nightmares that you think might happen. You want to be prepared. So I want to talk about my dream that I had. I'm sure you've had a couple scary dreams about the kids.
I hate dreams. I hate bad dreams.
Yep. And then I have a story about my daughter, Giovanna. That I would love to indulge. And I actually saved it for this podcast.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited to hear.
It's not great.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm surprised.
Sissy.
I'm surprised TMZ didn't get a hold of it. Let's just
say
that.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear it.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to the show.
So we have a question from Carrie. She says, Dina, how did the Jersey Turnpike originate? And she wants us to also know it was her prime college days when that came out. And she wants to see it on Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
I feel like you've done it on vacation.
I have to Chris.
Yes.
So the Jersey
Turnpike. You can do it to me.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And girls.
Yeah.
So the Jersey Turnpike came about, like, I just really loved to shake my coolie because I had a big one.
And Dina has a great ass.
I've
I don't know if you guys
known
know.
I have a coolie.
When Dina walks, it jiggles and it's so nice. Like, I always watch her walk away.
So I think I actually originated
the twerk.
The twerk.
Yeah.
Because
100%.
The twerk didn't come out until after Jersey
no,
Shore.
No, you made up the twerk.
And I literally put my hands on the floor and I shake my coolie because I knew I had it. And
yeah.
I would call it the Jersey Turnpike because it was like, I'm on my way to Jersey, bitch.
You should be in history books for the twerk.
So it really just originated because I just really loved to dance and I would go crazy and like to shake my coolie. Coolie is what I call my butt because I'm Italian. And I was like, you know what? I'm calling it the Jersey Turnpike because we're in Jersey and you need to take the Jersey Turnpike to the Jersey Shore. So I only Jersey Turnpike Chris and my girls, like Nicole, Jenny, Sam, Angelina.
Well, yeah, because you're married.
Yeah, so I would never Jersey Turnpike anybody
else. A random
else.
Guy.
But, yeah, so I do Jersey Turnpike in Jersey Shore. Why? You know what it is? It's Jersey, 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 Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
There's too
That's
many
it, yeah.
Jerseys happening in that
yeah,
sentence.
It's not the messy mama rowdy rosé.
So I Jersey Turnpike on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, but clearly to my husband and to my girls because I don't want to be disrespectful to, you know, my mans.
Okay, so this is from Allison. She said, hi, Meatballs. I'm getting married in 2 weeks. Do you guys have any advice? And what's your thoughts on drinking on your wedding day?
Oh.
I absolutely love you guys. Okay, my wedding day. Oh, my wedding day.
I loved my wedding day.
So I had a Gatsby theme, and I wanted it to be so dramatic. Everyone had to dress up Gatsby.
Oh, it was so dramatic, but I loved it.
Yeah. You know me, I have to go all out, especially for my wedding. So my favorite colors are black and gold, so I had black and gold everywhere. I love Gatsby. Gianni loved the idea. So I went all out. So when it comes to drinking on your wedding day, I definitely had mimosas in the morning, but I knew to control myself because I did not want to black out my wedding. Oh, my
no,
God.
Yeah. So
definitely did
I
not
agree.
Want to. So I was drinking mimosas, you know, getting my makeup done, all of that. But you have a mimosa, then you have a glass of water. You have a mimosa, have a glass of water, but don't go crazy while you're getting ready.
You want to remember the actual
thing. The day, yeah. So make sure,
like,
you know.
Saying like, I do, you want to remember it.
Yeah, so make sure, you know, you're having your drinks and, like, enjoying yourself with your girls. But the one thing that I did, which was, like, my favorite moment ever, before my dad walked me down the aisle, before we got out of our car, it was like a Gatsby car, me and my dad had a shot together.
Oh, that's
and he
nice.
Was like, I'm so proud of you. This is going to be beautiful. So I had a shot with my dad right before I walked down the aisle. And I wasn't even like tipsy or anything because I did have a couple of mimosas getting ready. But that shot like solidified my nerves. Yeah. I was just like, oh, because I was so nervous. Everyone was going to look at me. Mind you, it was on a TV show. And no, did I record it? Was it on TV?
I don't know.
Maybe, I think it was on Snook Wow, Snooki and Jay Wow.
I don't think it was on Jersey Shore.
No, yeah, it was on Snooki and Jay Wow. So I did it for that, but I said, you're a fly on the wall, just like watch my wedding, whatever. So I took a shot before I walked down the aisle, and it was perfect. Everything was perfect. And then when I got to the reception, I knew not to go crazy until after I cut the cake. Cut the cake and then was ready to go.
Yeah, I feel like I did the same. I didn't really drink before the, what is it, the nuptials.
Oh, this is where, to Dana and Chris.
Yes.
This is where Dana and Chris was born because me and Joey were just dying at your aunt.
Yeah, because
her
aunt
accent.
Did it, yeah.
She was like, to Dana and Chris. And
yeah, she has a very strong accent.
That's how that was born. And I remember your wedding. Everyone got on a bus to get to the...
Yeah, we did a school bus.
Everyone got on the bus to get to the winery, and me and Jenny were chugging wine.
Oh, everybody was
wasted. Amazing.
We had a great time. Mm-hmm. But I actually didn't really drink until after.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no.
We said I do and everything, and then, because you know me, I get nervous. Like, if I'm, like, going to be too, like, I just wanted to remember everything.
Yeah.
So I waited, and then I knew because, like, I was walking down with my cousin, mm-hmm. not my dad. So, like, I didn't want to be
drunk. Your dad was there.
Drunk and, mm-hmm. like, hysterical. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted
be
good. Mm-hmm. So I didn't drink until after, and then I... You know, once the reception started, that's when I was like, okay, give me some wines, baby.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
Yeah, so I would say enjoy yourself. Know your limit, though. And mm-hmm. if you are going to drink mimosas in the morning, make sure you chase it with some water. And you're going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't drink on your wedding, but know your limits until
Remember.
You can, you know, dance it out.
And that's coming from a meatball.
Yeah, and that's coming from the meatballs.
Yeah.
Like, we're being responsible. But you don't want to fuck up your wedding with, like, drinking too hard before everything even starts. But I'm also saying do not do it. Just, like, have a couple
Chris
of mimosas.
Chris drank a lot on our wedding. He wound up throwing up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the guys don't give a shit. They're just like, the guys always say, it's the girl's day, whatever. But I'm like, no, it's both your days. So just enjoy yourself, girl.
Yeah.
So it's time. Let's call Samantha. We are calling Sammy Sweetheart for our first meatball interview.
Woohoo!
Hello?
Hi, Sam.
Samantha.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the meatball pod.
Woo, I'm officially on the meatball pod.
You are our first guest. Do you feel honored?
I feel so honored. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you. So I feel like we have some fun stuff to talk about. We definitely want to talk about the alien prank.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you were freaking out with us.
Yeah. Thank God it wasn't just me and Nicole.
I love how she called her mom.
Wait, my favorite, I think, of the whole episode, you're like, I don't want to die with aliens. Mom. You had me dying.
I was actually, like, freaking out. Like, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if you want to talk about it now, but I was really scared.
No, yeah, we'll get into it. But if... I feel like I remember Sam, like, when she got anxiety or she freaked out, she would check her pulse
her
and her neck. You were holding your neck the entire time.
I was holding my neck, and I had my ear. I was like, why am I closing my ears? Like,
yeah, I think that was trying to, like, keep you safe.
No, I think she was trying to, like, not hear the meatballs, probably.
No,
we're being loud.
No, I was actually like, if you guys are out, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, we were.
I was watching you, like, what is your next move? Because I want to do it.
I can't.
I don't even think we knew it. Yeah.
But thanks for coming on the show, Sam. So everyone is so excited that you're back. So we want to talk about what you've been doing. I feel like how long has she been off the show?
So I feel like it's been like 13 years, right?
13 years?
It's been like 11.
That's a teenager.
Oh, 11, because we ended in 2016.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
When did we come back?
We're all bad at math over here.
Did we come back 2013?
No. We ended 2016 and we came back.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah. No, we ended 2013?
Like
no, we ended 2013. Because it was right after. It was right no, before Sandy.
2012.
Was it 2012?
I think it was 2012.
Because I was pregnant with Lorenzo, and that's when he was born.
I am terrible. And then we came back 2017.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you guys have been doing this for a while.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I need a therapist.
I need more than a therapist.
I need Jesus. So during that time that we were, filming and you didn't come back till now, can you just let our meatballs know, like, what you've been doing, what you've been up to before you came back?
Sure. I've kind of just been living a normal life. Like, I like normal life. So
same.
Mm-hmm. After the show, I just really just went to, like, doing everything that every normal person does, like just working and then hanging with family and friends and just like playing soccer. Like, I literally just worked on my store, Sweetheart Coast, and I just lived normally. Like, I didn't live any different than I did before the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So could you, like, go out, or were you still getting bothered everywhere you went?
I still was getting bothered, but it was kind of cool because I kind of appreciated it more, like, I guess not being on it.
Oh, yeah, like, people still noticed you.
In the beginning, you know, like, we were so young when we did it, I feel like it was
babies.
Like a whirlwind. And it was like, well, when I left the show, I kind of was like, oh, I, like, missed it. And it felt nice when people would recognize me. I'd be like, oh, my God, thank you. Like, it was kind of, like, more of appreciation for people remembering who I was, I guess.
No, yeah, I totally get that. Because I feel like even when we, like, got off of the show, because it was 2013, it was still, we had a couple years between coming back. And I remember I went to work at that Greenleaf place. I tried to be as normal as possible, and I got a job. And
Diener got a job.
Yeah.
And then remember that.
You loved it, though.
I did love it. Yeah. And then I had to leave. I actually left Greenleaf to come back here.
Yeah.
So I worked at Greenleaf for a while. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I remember you did.
Yeah, I was a receptionist. Like, I left Jersey Shore, and probably a lot of people don't even know that. I left Jersey Shore, and I became a receptionist at a dog hotel, and I loved it.
Yeah,
I was like slobbered in kisses all day, and yeah, people would come in and like know who I was, but they were like cool.
Yep. I'm a receptionist.
Did you get a job besides Sweetheart Coast, or did you just main focus was Sweetheart Coast?
So I have my online boutique that's like 10 years old. So I just would go to Ocean City. I have a house there with family. And then one day, like, I saw an open store. So I was like, oh, what if I just brought it? That's where Sweetheart Coast came about. But I've had Sweetheart Coast for 3 years now. So it was kind of like a lot in the making. Nicole, you know how much work it is to like get a boutique together. Like, it's a lot. So
full-time job.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, doing that and then doing my online business, really.
That's awesome. So, and then...
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not... Like, I would have went and got a job, like, as a receptionist somewhere. Like, I thought about it.
Yeah, I know. It took me a minute to, like, be like, am I going to go get a job? And then I was like, I'm like, I'm a Capricorn. So, like, if I'm not doing something... Like,
oh, same.
I feel like, what am I?
You're both Capricorns?
No, I'm a Sag. So I feel like if I'm sitting at home and not doing anything, like, I need to have a schedule.
Yeah,
because
same.
Then I feel like I don't have a life. Like, I'm not, like, doing anything.
Yeah,
like,
I
want to feel accomplished.
Yeah, I felt like I was, like, pitiful just sitting at home. Like, yeah, I had money from Jersey Shore still, of course, because I saved.
Yeah, but you want to have, like,
but
a routine.
I was like, I feel like I don't have, like, the same money coming in. I feel like I need to be doing something every day. I need a routine because I'm Capricorn and like that's like one of my like I'm OCD also.
Mm-hmm.
So I just needed to get a job.
Yeah, Dina's on meds.
Yep. Yes. Prozac people.
There's a lot of people that are the exact same as you, Dee.
Yeah.
Including myself. I feel like anxiety, like with, you know, I feel like my anxiety's gotten worse. Like it's just it is what it is, you know?
I feel like it gets older with age.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've never had anxiety, but then I feel weird sometimes. And I feel like stress. And
anxiety.
I feel like I just like want to crawl in a ball. And I'm like, why do I feel like this?
That's anxiety.
I feel like I'm starting to get it and I'm not okay.
Like, no, Sam.
I feel like it's getting worse.
Like, should I be medicated also?
I'm like, getting it bad now. I'm not even kidding. Like, it's so bad. I feel like you're right. It gets worse with age. I don't know.
Like, Sam, I have a question. So, like, when you saw, because I remember me and you having a conversation beforehand, and you were like, D, I don't think I'm going to do it. Because it was like, it like, came kind of out of nowhere after my wedding, like coming back on the show. And me and you.
Yeah, I think that's why they wanted it, because they saw us all together.
Yeah, I was on my honeymoon when the show got picked up again. And I remember me and you texting each other. You're like, D, I don't think I'm going to do it. And I was like, Sam, you have to do it. But then I totally understood where you were coming from, because it was like toxic for you. And like, I look back on old episodes, Sam, and I'm like, how did we even allow all of this shit to happen?
Oh my god, crazy.
I know,
because it was just like, I look back,
of course there was like great times for me, but there was also a lot of like not so great times. So I think I just wasn't like ready to put myself in the mix then. When you all went back, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know if I can handle this all again. Yeah. Like, the stress, the anxiety, like, being in a house with an ex. Like, it just was, like, something I didn't want to do then. You know what I mean?
No, and well, I get
not
that.
Not for nothing.
I was just going to say, I think we were, like, reading each other's minds.
Not for nothing, but the job alone, well, I'm not going to call it a job. Filming alone is so stressful and anxiety and knowing that, you know, you're older and you're going to go into a house and there's Pelcos everywhere, knowing you're going to film 24/7 for like another month. You haven't done it in years, but you know the anxiety that it gave you back then. I wasn't ready for that, but I was like, you know what? Let's just try it out, see how it goes. So I can't imagine that on top of the awful shit that you went through with like an ex and everything. Like, that's like triple.
And like, I,
it was like not the best time for me, you know, like it was not like the right moment.
I feel like, I mean, be honest, like I think you might have did the right thing, because some people were not over you. Season, Sam. They were not.
Thank God you didn't come, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been bad, because there was many times like I was like trying to fight for Sam, because like he just, some people.
It was really weird.
Me and Sam actually, so as some people don't know, we would sneak phones into the house. Because we weren't allowed to have phones. So
we snuck it in every season.
Yeah, so the first season of the Jersey Shore Family Vacation, it was a lot like OG. We didn't have our phones, so we snuck in
Which
phones.
Which is crazy, because I had two kids. I had two babies at the time.
Yeah.
And I agreed to that. After that, I was like, fuck you, I'm bringing my phone. I had I had little toddlers.
That was, I don't know how you did it, or allowed no phones for Jersey Shore Family Vacation Season 1.
We killed that real quick.
But I was actually texting Sam while we were in the house.
On your burner phone?
Yeah, on my burner phone. Yeah. I'm like, so this just happened.
No, it was like we were in the witness protection.
You were.
I can't.
I'm like, I just fought with this person, and this is what just happened, and don't worry, I told her about the sex doll.
I was like,
and you had Mallory even text me, I think. Yeah, like,
I was like, she needs to know what's going on in this house.
Oh, yeah, what's going to show on TV,
But in a way, it was kind of like you did the right thing. And I feel like life happens in such a weird way, and things happen when they're supposed to happen. Because I don't think it would have been healthy for you that first season.
Hell no.
I still walk on eggshells now. Like, I still am like, okay, am I doing the right thing? But I figure if it never feels right, then I'll just leave again. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, if it doesn't feel right, I don't need to stay in an environment like that. Like, I'm good to leave. And same with you guys. Like, you would always leave if you ever felt, like, you know, weird filming. Like, I feel like we're old enough to, like, we're all, okay.
And it's literally our call. And I feel like they were like that when I came back, because I left because it was just so mentally draining. Yeah. Like, it was just ruining who I was as a person. Like, I was depressed. So I took the year off. And then when I came back, they were just like, listen, we're going to tell you what we're doing. If you want to come, come. If not, it's okay. Whatever episode you want to be in, fine. So the fact that the producers are just so nice about it, and I'm sure I know they are that with you now. You know, like, if you're not comfortable doing something, they're not going to push you to do it. They're like, okay, then don't come.
Yeah, it's definitely better filming. Yeah, I have to actually say,
like, they've been really, like, nice with that lately, which is nice.
Yeah,
I feel like no, they definitely improved with that. Yeah, because back in the day, reality, back in the OG times,
they'd be like, F you.
You guys had no idea how crazy it was.
Oh, my God.
Like, they would be like, I swear, that's why I was so nervous when I first met Chris, because I really, they wanted me single, I felt, and I was so scared that they were going to try some way to break me and Chris up, because that's how cutthroat they were back then.
Yeah, it was cutthroat.
But I feel like now, like, they understand that we're older and, like, we have families, and they're trying to really, they are trying to, like, make us comfortable. Especially, like, bringing our families on vacation and stuff. Like, bringing, like, I loved meeting Justin. I can't wait for you guys to see that episode.
I can't wait for everyone to see Justin. I'm
obsessed with him.
I
love
him. It was nice even to see, like, meet all your families. Like, it was just really nice, I think, being a part of it again and seeing the different dynamic now than what it was back then. Like, with all you guys, too. Like, you guys have been doing this for a long time. And people don't realize, they feel like it's... Like, it's fun, but it also is a lot of work, and I feel like people should give you guys a little more credit, you know what I mean, for all that you guys have done through the years. I don't know. I feel like people don't understand what goes into making a TV show, and you guys are hardworking people.
Thank you, Mama.
And, like, now that I come back, I'm like, holy shit. Oh, can I curse on here?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know who we are?
Like, you guys, like, you work so hard, you know?
Well, buckle up, baby, because you're about to be working hard, too. Yeah.
Wait, so when you walked, so your first episode was coming to Pennsylvania.
What a way, too, with the aliens.
Yeah, all that shit. That was like the Sam's second day, poor thing. Welcome back.
Literally buckle up.
But tell us, like, how nervous you were, like, what was going through your mind, the car ride there, like... Were you like shaking walking in? Because I feel like when I came back, and it was like I only took off a year, and then I came back,
and we all spoke to you.
I literally had adrenaline walking in, and like I've been talking to everyone since, you know, I was talking to everyone that day. They just didn't know I was showing up. So how was your adrenaline, like your emotions?
I know you had to be so nervous.
I would have freaked out. I'm surprised you didn't drink.
I was really freaking out. I was like, am I really doing this? Because it's been a long time without talking to any of you guys. Like I just literally haven't talked to anybody. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't know if they're going to not like me. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, because I didn't really have, like, I know, like, we went through the whole blocking thing, whatever, but I didn't really have, like, any, like, ill will towards any of you. You know what I'm, like, there was never, like, I was never, like, I dislike this part. Like, I actually, like, love you guys. So I was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to be. Will they still like me? Are we going to be friends? Is this just a random thing? I don't even know. I didn't even know I was going to really stay. Like, I remember walking in there and being like, okay, like, am I going home now? Like, did I just show up to, like, go home? I didn't even know what I was doing. I was shitting myself, honestly.
I can't imagine. Shitting.
Do you remember? That reminds me of the first season. Remember the first season we filmed? And we thought we were going to be there from, like, Monday to Friday. And then we go home on the weekends. Like, we didn't know it was, like, a 24/7, like, filming. By the way, Dana was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I remember I was playing soccer and I had to call my college and say I wasn't coming to preseason. Yeah. Like, you were in school.
I was in school, like, so, like, I had to, like, borrow someone's laptop to do, like, my work. So I was in school to be a vet tech. We thought it was just going to be a couple of days, then we go home, then we come back. Because when you think about, like, Jersey Shore life, you go there for the, you know, a couple of days, and then you go back to your life, and then you just come back on the weekends. So it's not like you're there the full month of summer. So that's what we thought we were doing, and...
Look at us now.
Look at us now. Friggin' 25 years later.
Yeah, but then, so then I meet you guys, and it's like in the whirlwind of the man. I never left you guys. Honestly, I felt very comfortable. You all made me feel very comfortable. And like, I was just like, okay, like, I feel so much better that I got it over with.
Yeah.
And then year two was the freaking alien thing. And back then, I'm like, producers never got involved. So when there's
crazy
emergency on TV and then producers are screaming at us like, stay inside, don't go out there,
that's what got me
in my stomach.
Well, let's just talk about that now.
What the hell is happening?
I think we could talk about that now, the alien prank, because everyone's talking about it. I literally just went on GMA because all they wanted to talk about was our alien prank.
Did they like it? Did they think we were dramatic?
They were like, that was insane. And they were like, why were you so crazy? And I was like, I wasn't with my kids. So speaking of breaking the fourth wall, Sam means, like, when we're on a reality show, you never see us talking to producers. You don't see us looking at the camera hardly. It's like, you know.
We do it more now than we used to.
Well, yeah, it's more loosey-goose
now. So Sam wasn't used to that. Now. We were, like, you know, more talking
to producers. Now I feel like we're allowed to talk to producers. Like, they like to break the fourth wall a little bit, which I think is amazing.
I love it.
Because it just shows, like, the real reality of our show.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're not talking to them. We can look at the camera now and they'll keep it in the episode. It's like The Office.
There's actual relationship there because we've been together for now, like, 13 years.
Oh, yeah. So our crew is basically, like, our family. Like, we've been with them since 2009.
I'm annoyed with myself because... What? So I did a murder mystery prank. And I got
Sam, you would have died with this one. Did you see that one?
Oh, no.
So I did deserve this. I would have died. And Paulie always said, and Vinny, the only way to get Dina is something with her kids or something, you know, that... Because if I'm not with my kids in, like, a serious situation...
That's
like,
my biggest fear.
That is my biggest fear.
I would be buzzing.
That's my biggest fucking fear.
They were lucky that I was on 10, like, 10 bottles of wine.
They were lucky we were wasted.
Because I should have freaking known. Like, come on. Like, they definitely had to get me back for that murder mystery prank. And
yeah, they were getting you back, and I was in the crossfire.
I know.
Me and Sam.
So I'm annoyed with myself that I was, like... I at first was like, is this it? Is this my prank? But then when the thing went on the TV, and it was like, because they didn't show that in the episode, that all of a sudden it was like, burm, burm, and the TV goes on.
That is my biggest fear, hearing that noise.
And they're like, put on the TV. And
like, no one knows that. That's my biggest fear.
That was one thing I wish they showed. So we like to talk about some behind-the-scenes stuff on this podcast. So
yeah, you could spill the tea.
One thing that I was, like, super annoyed with the episode was they didn't show, because I didn't start freaking out until the TV went on, and it was, like, the emergency broadcast on the TV, because then I was, like, for where we were, and I was, like, how the frig would they do that? So that's when I started spiraling. It wasn't when I first saw the lights, because when I first saw the lights, I was like, okay, is this my prank? Is this my prank? And then all of a sudden, the TV went on, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, so the TV went on, and that's, I felt the same. I was like, oh, shit, is this real? And what really fucking got me was our main producer, Shogun. We're all outside, like, looking, and he goes, everyone, get inside right now. So I'm like, holy fuck, is this real? So I see he has, like, panic on his face. He should get an Oscar for this freaking award.
Chelsea, too.
All the producers called, like, their loved ones. Shogun was like, hey, do you see the news? And, like, Chelsea, all the producers on the floor were calling their loved ones. Some of the cameras shouldered down, like, what is happening. And then they're still recording us, and I'm like, why are you recording us? We're all fucking dying. Like, this is real. And then I started freaking. That's when I was like, nope. I ran upstairs. I go, Dina, we're leaving. We're out.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going.
I'm like, we're going home to our kids.
And I just want everybody.
I was like, you guys are out. I'm coming with you. I swear I'm out of here. I'm not staying on this mountain dying.
You made me laugh because you were like, Mom, yeah, we're good until it just zaps the house. Like, you were calmly having a meltdown.
Yeah, she wasn't freaking out like us, but she was freaking out.
It went like this.
On the inside, I was literally having a full-blown panic attack, and I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? Like, what do I do?
And I kept saying, I don't want to die with you fucks. Like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I was ready to freaking hitchhike.
I don't want to die with
you guys. This was how it went. It went Dina the worst, Nicole, Sam, and then everybody else just didn't give a shit.
Well, Vinny was in on it. Paulie really tried to sell it. Yeah. I think Jenny knew it was fake. She wasn't, like, that drunk.
She said after the murder mystery, she'll never think anything.
Oh, yeah. Like, so she just, like, got her wine and she was drinking. I actually got pissed off at her because I'm like, you have children. Why the fuck are you not freaking out? And then she yelled at us. She goes, you're not driving.
I know.
She said after a while, then she's like, I saw Vinny's face. And I was like,
Yeah, she could read the room. Like, and also she wasn't as drunk as me and Dina.
No, we were drinking since, and that was another thing. They didn't show, me and Nicole were drinking since 10 a.m., okay?
Yeah,
we had
Yes, we had mimosas at lunch. We were like, let's make a day of this.
And then we had Fireball at the one place.
Oh, you had more than one shot of Fireball.
Yeah, then we had Fireball.
You guys were drinking a lot. I'll give it to you.
Then we had a meatball day. So, like, we were having a legit meatball day that entire day.
I had martinis at lunch or at dinner.
Remember the car ride home? You guys were like, it was fun.
Wasted.
Oh, I was bombed.
So, like, they didn't even show. I called Jenny a penis. They didn't even show how much we really, like, were drinking. So, like, we were not...
We were not sober. Yeah.
Like, yeah, but guys, I was kind of sober and I still was freaking out. Like, it was scary.
Well, I think I would also. But then the next day, I told production because they were like, are you okay? I was like, first of all, I'm suing you for emotional damage. Like, that was not okay. I called my mom. I called Gianni. Like, put on the news, grab the kids, go to my mom's upstate. Like, I was freaking out. And then I got home and Lorenzo was like, Mom, why'd you think there were aliens there? I'm like, honey. I was like, mommy was acting again. Don't worry about it. Yeah, but I told the producers, I was like, let me see what that emergency thing looked like. And I watched it, and it looked so freaking fake.
Did it?
I thought it looked so fake. If I was sober.
When you were sober.
Yes. I was like, this looks so fake.
If the meatballs were sober, there wouldn't have been.
It looked real to me. I feel like
to me, it looked fake when I watched it.
I probably would have been like, okay. Like, because I've been waiting for something to happen. Mm. Because I definitely deserved a prank because that murder mystery was so good. But I wasn't coherent enough to realize what the frick was happening around me. I was like just zoned out. And then also, you see in the episode, I'm like, I can't call Chris, he's sleeping. What people don't understand is me and Chris had a big fight the night before.
Oh yeah.
Because I called him while he was sleeping and I woke him up and the kids up. And he was like, you can't call me in the middle of the night.
Oh, if you did again and said, Chris, there's aliens.
Oh, my God.
He would have been like, Dina.
I love my husband. So I was like, he's going to think, like, I'm fucking wild.
Wait, did you call him?
I wound up texting him, and I was like, you know what? At least a text won't wake up the kids.
Yeah.
But, like.
What'd you say in the text?
I said, please put on the news.
There's aliens.
So people were like, why isn't
Dina? My mom.
Why isn't Dina want to call?
There's no aliens. Calm down. I'm like, no, I feel like it's real.
You were so funny. You were like, I want to die with aliens. Mom.
I can't. I'm like, Mom, no, like, save me. I got to get the I was like thinking, like, come pick me up. Get me out of here. Like, I don't want to be here. It's my second day.
Yeah.
Second day, imagine.
And, of course, they do it when we're in PA in the woods in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Creepy.
And we were
so
talking
creepy.
About aliens the entire way there. The entire way there,
because,
we were talking about aliens.
We're talking
didn't
about
even
aliens.
Show that.
And then Paulie knew about it right away. So then he started like talking about the mothership and everything, because there was things on TikTok about aliens. And this was before they did the congressional hearing.
Yeah.
Which is actually like true. There are aliens. So that's why I freaked out also, because I do believe in aliens
the
and
same.
I really think this would happen one day. Like, I've seen a UFO before.
I have a whole bunker in my basement.
Oh, same.
Like, ready to go.
Same.
So that's why also I'm like
coming to your guys' house.
Oh, me and Dina are paranoid fucks.
Like, ready
to go. I have bins and bins of stuff.
Not only in case of aliens, but like
no, just a disaster.
A disaster. Mm-hmm. Like, I have canned foods. I have iodine pills. God forbid there's a nuclear
I just
weapon.
Bought masks.
God.
Yeah, get
$120
iodine pills.
Prepare me. You guys should prepare.
So, that's what I'm saying. People were like, oh, my God, you don't want to be with Dean if there's a disaster. Listen to me. You
like,
do want to be with me if I'm with my kids. As long as I'm with my kids,
we are prepared meatballs.
I am ready to go, and I go into full Mama Dare. Mama Bear.
Oh, she's drinking.
Mama Bear protection mode. So, yeah. I looked like a mess there because I wasn't with my kids. If I was with my kids,
exactly.
I'm a freaking crazy person.
Yeah. So I feel like they didn't show, like, all of it.
Yeah.
We
just looked nuts.
Well, after, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to show this on the next episode, but I was so mad at Paulie.
You were.
And I never get mad at Paulie because I think, you know, he's just innocent and, like, being fun or whatever. But I was just, like, I literally said, fuck you, Paulie. And then, like, I went to the bathroom. I was calling my mom crying. I was like, well, how do you do this to a mother? Like, I was, like, out of sorts. I was so fucking pissed off. I just needed a minute to, like, get my shit out. And then I was fine. But I don't think I've ever been mad at Paulie like that before.
Yeah, I was just like, thank God.
No, like, nobody's ever mad at Paulie, I feel.
No. And then he was like, oh, shit, maybe I took it too far. Because he knew the prank the whole time, and, like, we're all scrambling, crying, screaming, calling our parents, our husbands, trying to leave. And he's just like, when do I say it's a prank?
Yeah.
Like, it was so
like,
chaotic.
Like, not for nothing, I feel like what everybody saw, like, it was on TV fine, but it was actually scarier in real life.
It was.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even see half of it.
Because I feel like they cut out the TV. It was scarier. The TV is what set it apart.
That scary noise. Can you play it on your phone? The scary emergency noise?
Yes.
It goes, and it was like, stay in your homes. It was like, this is a national emergency. Stay in your homes.
They said, like, Pennsylvania. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, we're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in the woods.
And then they're like, then they're on Twitter and they're showing me tweets. I'm like,
they made up tweets?
Yeah, you don't remember that? They made up tweets on Twitter. Somebody, like, they had a production or somebody, like, making up random names and tweeting, like, all these things. So they totally showed me it. And I was like,
this is
what?
So elaborate and fucked up.
Freaked out.
All right,
I was like, what is happening?
All right, this is the noise that we heard on the TV.
Yes.
That's the noise we heard.
Let me tell you, that is like my biggest fear, not being with my family. And that's my number one fear. Happening.
Yeah. I'm not scared of anything except like spiders. But that is like my terrified thing.
Like my family's my
shit's
everything.
Going down and say I'm traveling for work or something and that goes off and I'm not home with my kids.
Yeah.
Like I will walk home. See? I'll do what I'll kill somebody to get home.
I was about to hitchhike.
Damn.
I'm literally
ready to hitchhike.
I can't. Like, if it's going down and we're dying.
Guys, I'll do the exact same way.
Sam was like, I'm ready to just hop on whatever the meatballs train is going.
I was ready to, like, kidnap a bear.
I'm out.
But at least you, like.
Your next move. I'm like, if you guys even coming.
Literally.
You, like, calmly had a panic attack, and I had a meltdown. I had a complete meltdown.
You did, but so did I.
But I was also, like, 10 bottles deep.
Yeah.
I stay true to how we acted. Like, we were scared. It was a scary thing. Like, it is what it is now. Mm-hmm. It's funny to laugh at now, but it was scary.
Yeah, and, like, online, some people are giving, like, a shit. Like, not you. More like the meatballs, because they're like, oh, so dramatic. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, we were very drunk, and also, like, we weren't with our kids, and this was an emergency alert, and I was scared.
And also, we're on a reality show, so we are dramatic people. Thank you.
No, I was totally, I'm sticking up for you guys being dramatic. It actually wasn't that dramatic. I was about to literally die. Like, I thought I was dying. It was not, and I feel like I'm a pretty reasonable person. Like,
you are.
I'm like, okay. So I really was like, I'm sticking up for you guys. Like, it was not dramatic. It was the situation, and it was scary as hell. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I blame the producers for really selling
but
it.
But I feel like,
they did.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel bad for Sam her second day in, and this is what she's dealing with.
I literally said, Sam, are you still staying? Like, please don't go.
She's like, shit's changed here.
I couldn't wait to get out of Pennsylvania. I was like, I'm not coming back here.
Like, but I feel like our last day was fun. Like, we drank wine.
No, it was fun.
Yeah,
but I really couldn't wait to get out of there. I was like, and I couldn't sleep. I literally was up at night, like, oh my God, what just happened?
No, yeah, crazy pants.
Yeah. It was fun, though. Honestly, like, stuff like that I can laugh at. Now.
Yeah. So being back, like, so far, what has been, like, your favorite part about being back on the show?
Being with the meatballs?
I think just being with you, like, all of you guys, it's been so much fun. It's been, like, I don't know. Like, I think just being, like, reuniting our friendships again. You know what I mean?
Same.
Yeah.
It's like, I missed out on so many years of, like, having fun with you guys. And, like, I don't know. It's that part's sad.
And you have a new man, Justin. Everyone's going to meet him.
Oh, I love him.
On the show this season.
He's so sweet.
He's amazing. So how did he feel about you coming back?
What's really nice is he's so supportive like, everything in my life. And he's like, go do whatever you want to do. Like, have fun. Like, he is just chill. He's positive. He's, like, happy. He's, like, a happy-go-lucky, which I'm not used to. He's, like, a nice gentleman, like, a nice guy. So he was, like, then I'm gonna go back. Why not? So I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. And he's been he's been so chill ever since with the whole thing.
Well, he seems very chill. He seems very, like, supportive. He seems like a rock. Yeah. He seems
He's secure with himself.
Yes.
And I think, and the relationship. So I think he's like, I'm good. Like, have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could be doing what you're doing. Like, you know, he's like, go have fun. He doesn't, it's nice. Like, it's a different vibe, not something I'm used to, but it's like really nice to have that support.
Well, yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah. I feel like he reminds me of like Chris and Gianni, where like they support like anything we do.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that for you.
And I feel like especially in our industry, calm down. But like what we but what we do for work, it's like you need a supportive partner with you. Because if you don't have someone supporting you and they give you shit for leaving, it makes that job that much harder. Then you don't want to do it. And it's like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. But you're not, because this is your job and this is like who you are. Yeah, like this is your whole thing. So if you don't have a supportive partner, it just makes things 10 times worse. Then you end up hating your job. So the fact that us three...
Or you can't be yourself on your job.
The fact that us three, even Jenny, like even all of us who have partners...
Jenny got so lucky too with Zach.
Yes.
Zach is
all of our partners. All of our partners support us and they just want to be there for us. They want the best for us. That's why we can do our job.
So I have a question.
I think that's for anyone that has a job.
Yeah,
you know?
I think...
You need support from your partner.
I think just in general in a relationship, you just need... a supportive partner.
You got to be each other's number one fan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Justin?
At Tiki.
Oh, funny story. Well, did we know him before?
Yeah. Well, that is
so
funny.
I met him at Tiki one Monday. Like, I didn't even want to go, and I just went with like some random people. They asked me to go. That I play soccer with, like, some random soccer girls. And I was like, all right, I'll go. We haven't really gone out in a long time. And I went, and then I met him. He was so cute and nice. And then I got to know him. He took me on a date. And he was just, like, a gentleman. And I feel like people don't do that anymore. They don't, like, take you out on dates or, like, you know, it's more like, hey, what's up? When can we hang? Mm-hmm. It's not like, here, let me take you out to dinner.
No, yeah, so it's like, hey, like, you up?
Yeah, he really was such a gentleman. He was like, hey, I would like to take you out to dinner. And so we went out. We went out for drinks and whatever, and I got to know him, and he actually was, he worked at Karma when we filmed there in 2009.
I can't even.
Wait.
It's just funny because he knows all of you guys. Like, I think he was like, oh, I think Dina, I took her out of the club once because she
makes
got
sense.
A fight with somebody or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know Nicole. Like, he's like, I just remember all of you guys always coming in there, and I'm like, that's so funny.
Falling down the stairs, remember. Falling off the stage.
Oh, yeah. My goodness gracious. Huh. Yeah.
I kind of felt, like, more comfortable with him because I was like, oh, then you get, like, me or, like, my life a little bit because you've been around it, you know?
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm just so happy for you, Sam.
Thanks, guys.
Wait, so what did he do for your first date?
Okay, do you want to know about our first date?
Yeah.
This is actually really, this is a funny, I know it, and it's a funny story.
Did we talk about this? Yeah. I don't remember.
Did we?
Okay.
I don't know if you spoke about it on camera, but I know you definitely told me about it.
Let me hear.
Okay. So we went. It's hysterical. He asked me to dinner, and then I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. I don't know if I could do dinner. So then I'm like, do you want your drinks instead?
Wait, and that's what me and Gianni like, did. I have to tell you my story after that. Go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So then I was like, do you want to do drinks instead? Because I was like nervous to like first date to be eating from this. I get like weird, awkwardly shy. So then he's like, yeah, let's do drinks. He's like, let's go to Asbury. I know this really good, it was like a speakeasy kind of, like, it's like a restaurant, but then there's a little, like, if you walk down the stairs, there's bar. It was like cute. So I was like, I'll take you there. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we meet in Asbury, I meet him there, and then we go to the place and we walk down the stairs and there's not one person in the whole place. There's a bartender and not one person. So then we're like, all right, so now there's nobody in there. So he's like, all right, let's just get one drink and we can go somewhere else, whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. So we're sitting there and I ended up knowing the bartender. And I was like, oh, hi, how are you? And we were talking and I'm like, well, how come nobody's here tonight? And she's like, oh, they'll be here soon. It's sex toy bingo.
Okay, break the ice.
So now his face turns bright red.
That's just like Justin's face.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God.
He's a tomato.
So he's like, oh, are you guys here for sex toy bingo? And I'm like, actually, we're not. I'm like, oh, my God, even I'm dying. He's, like, mortified that he brought me there. And then we ended up, like, having a fun night. And then we went to another bar. It was actually, like, really funny. And to this day, like, you have to laugh, like, the first date.
Yeah, you're going
to
tell your grandkids a story. Yeah.
And just so everybody knows.
I sex toy bingo. Like, I can't.
Justin has a very much personality like Chris.
A very
like,
much he's personality.
Like, did I say that weird? Yeah.
I don't think that makes sense.
Did it not?
A very much.
Very. He has a personality that's very much like Chris's. So, like, I'm sure when he heard this sex bingo thing, he probably wanted to crawl into a freaking shell.
Oh, yeah.
He did. Especially the first date. I just took this girl here.
Yeah. And, like, he like, thinks, like, you're so classy, putting you on a pedestal. And then he's like, fuck.
He's like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm bringing her to this special place. No, but I can't wait for you guys to meet Justin. I think
I love him.
He's so cute.
I think he balances you out so well. I think he brings out so much fun in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, and you feel cozy. You're just like yourself. Okay. You feel comfortable. Exactly. And you guys look like you're...
He's a dirty stay-out.
Yeah, you guys look like you're, like, true best friends, which is... That's how it should be.
I think he's like a meatball.
And he's
a meatball.
He is a meatball. So, he actually did better than you at tryouts.
Yes. Sam actually stayed out when he was there.
He's literally a meatball. He's like one of you guys. I'm not kidding.
He's totally a meatball.
Oh, he's 100%. Like, Sam, I was so impressed when we did Dirty Stay Out Night and you stayed out with him. You didn't do so well when he left, but...
But I was sick. I was actually really sick then.
Wait, I can't...
And I was, like, running to the bathroom all day. You don't remember.
Oh, did you eat cheese?
Oh, I'm so sick. I was, like, dying. And then they're like...
She ate cheese.
Yeah.
You really... Okay. I'm like, I guess. But I'm dying. I'm so sick. But whatever. So we need a redo, I feel.
Okay. We could definitely do a redo for you to be a dirty stay out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I like to stay out and have fun.
No, you're a good time.
Yeah. I don't.
We love it.
It is what it is.
So my last question I would like to know is, out of all Jersey Shore, including Jersey Shore Family Vacation, what would you say is your favorite moment or memory?
Oh. I don't know. What's my favorite?
Yeah, I gotta think of mine. Like, what is yours?
I feel like that's
mine? Out of everything, like...
So mine, I think... Yeah, you go, Mama.
I think just coming back and making friends with everybody.
Yeah, that's a big moment.
Like, yeah, I agree,
like,
for you.
That's, like, my moment. I feel like I love, because, you know, back then you go through stupid shit back at the show, whatever. But we did a lot of cool things, and, like, I had a lot of great moments. But, like, I think coming back and, like, mending friendships was my favorite.
Oh, I love that.
Love it.
I love
that. We're so glad you're back. We love you so much.
Yeah, same. I'm so happy you're back.
Wait, what's your moment? What's your moment?
I think one of my favorite moments was when we did the fundraiser for my dad.
That was amazing.
We killed it. Yeah.
We freaking killed it.
We raised so much, and I was pregnant with CJ at the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like that probably goes down as my favorite moment. We made so much money.
So foundation. Sam, we were auctioning off, like, things to do with us. Like, you could fist pump with Paulie, you can eat with Mike, and then you could do shots with me. So I made sure to tell the bartenders, make all mine water, because I ended up doing, like, 20 shots with people.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, I'm not going to die, so I'm going to pretend they're shots, but they're water. So I made a lot of money off people doing shots with me.
You took off somewhere after, too.
Awesome. No, I actually ended up blacking out, and I wanted my kids.
You know what else was one of my favorite moments? That never made it to the show, and I really wish it did, was with my dad. Do you guys remember you guys slept over my house?
Yes.
And we were trying to figure out how we were going to do all of our suitcases to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
And he made, like, a makeshift, like, thing in the garage for us to, like, bring all of our suitcases.
I'm sure they still have that footage.
I loved that. And then he drove us to the airport.
Yeah.
He did all that.
I remember that.
Yeah. So those are probably, like, two of my favorite moments, because it's so nice that I could look back, being he's gone now, and, like, see those things, for sure.
I think my favorite moment, my first one, it's Ty. Well, there's a lot of favorite moments. One of my favorite moments is bringing Dina, because I knew from day one that she was supposed to be there. And I called her and I said, where the hell are you? I was like, all the girls are here. You're not here. What is happening? So you had, like, issues with your grandma or, like, something going on. So Dina was supposed to be there day one.
I was.
And I freaked out. So when Angelina left, I kept telling the producers, I was like, so can we bring Dina in now?
Do you know,
like,
I was on standby?
Is it happening?
I was on standby that entire summer. SA would call me.
So why did you come in when she left?
They wanted to bring me in at the right time. So they felt like you, I think they felt like you finally were fitting in with everyone. Why bring me in? And then, like, us bond.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to leave, like, the second time.
Yeah, so I think once you were, like, finally, like, fitting in with everyone, they were like, it's not the right time to bring Dean in. Miami, I was on standby. I think, so Miami, I knew, I was talking to SA, like, every other week.
Were you in Miami?
I wasn't in Miami, but I was, like, on standby at home.
Yeah, because she left the second week,
talking,
I feel.
Talking,
again.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to SA, like, every other day. And she's like, you're coming. We just have to figure out when we're bringing you. So I think they strategically felt like Jersey would be the best bet because it's like you could bring me in and it was just like.
No, it was perfect.
You know, and I felt like it was perfect too because I was like, I felt cozy, like not coming in by myself. Because
yeah, so that was one of my favorite. And
I love that.
And then my second favorite was obviously meeting Gianni. Because I feel like...
Bernard!
Yeah, Bernard, my little Mario brother. So I feel like, you know, like, we hooked up, you know, just, like, randomly. Because I was single, so I was, like, randomly hooking up with guys, whatever. But Gianni was so different. Like, we hooked up, whatever. And then I kept seeing him at Karma, and he was just, like, looking at me wanting to, you know, talk, speak. And I was just, like, trying to play cool. Like, I didn't want him. But, like, I felt this, like, thing. I was like, I really want to be by him.
You
I
always
wanna, like,
know.
Yeah, I knew. Like, I knew. Like, you just feel that tingle. Like, oh, I think I like him. But I don't even know him. I don't even freaking know him. Yeah. So I, like, had that feeling for him. And then when we left the show, one of the boys was like, why don't you take his number? And I was like, okay. So I took his number. And then right then, he came over, and that was us ever since.
I love it.
But, like, I love that feeling, that, like, first feeling of, like, ooh, I like him, and, like, texting.
Exciting.
Oh, that's the best feeling ever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love love.
Same.
I love hearing stories like this.
No, yeah, so that was us. I knew right away.
So did I.
I kind of knew that you all, when you met your people, because you kind of, like, you fit.
Yeah,
like, we all look like each other.
Well, yeah, we're the same size.
We're your people.
Yeah,
we're puzzles.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, thank you, Samantha, for coming on the show. Do you have any last words for our meatballs?
Oh, I'm so thankful you guys asked me to be your first guest. I feel so, like, honored, and thank you for having me. And shout out to all the meatballs out there, and string beans, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, string beans,
sausages,
no,
sausage. I'm a sausage, and the sausage, whatever. Shout
spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghettis.
And I can't wait to come back again on your podcast sometime soon. Thank you guys. For
we're
me.
Honored to have you, Sam. We love you.
Thank you, Sam. Awesome. Love you.
I'll see you guys shortly. All right.
Bye.
So I hope everyone enjoyed the episode. I'm so excited that Sam was able to come on today.
Same. Thank you guys for listening. Happy Jersey. Make sure to tune into the show tonight, 8 p.m., Jersey Shore Family Vacation on MTV. And make sure you guys follow the Meatball merch because we are launching our new styles for Meatball merch. You guys are going to love it. It's so cute. I think we're going to restock on our Team Meatball caps.
Oh, my God.
Because you guys
have
been asking for our hats. I'm actually wearing mine today. So we're going to restock on some of your favorites and adding new styles. So make sure you follow the Meatball merch.
And if you haven't already, follow the Meatball Pod on TikTok and on Instagram.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next weekend, momas.
We did it.
Love you. We did it, Meatball.
Let's
cheers.
Get sauced.
Let's get sauced.